Continuing in the Tchanum Rebbe, the Sefer Shalom Sif on learning Torah Lishma. So we left off his beginning discussion of what exactly that means. Tonight he opens with a Rambam. Rambam discusses the halach and the Gemara. There's the concept of an Ir Miklat. If somebody kills somebody inadvertently, so the Jew who kills an Israeli runs to a city of refuge in Ir Miklat, and he will live there until the death of the Kohen Gadol. The Gemara learns out that if a student, a Talmud, inadvertently kills someone and has to run to an Ir Miklat, so we will exile the student's Rebbe with him. The student doesn't go alone, but together with the student, that Talmud's Rebbe has to go into exile and live in the Ir Miklat together with the student. As the Rambam writes, the Salachon, the Galvin, Rabbo, Imo, you send the Rebbe into exile as well. Shenemar Bechai, the Pasuk describes for the Ir Miklat that you have to create a life for the person who was inadvertently killed. And in order to create a life, Aseilu Kadesh Yichya, so Chaye Bale Chokma, the life of those who have wisdom, Umivakshem, those who desire and seek after wisdom, the Litam the Torah, a life without the ability to learn is Kemisa Chasha, that's considered as if they're dead. Since you have to give them life, so you have to send the Rebbe into exile as well. Says the Slonim Rebbe, what does it mean to consider he's dead? He's not dead, he's alive, he's breathing, he's alive and well. Except that his perception of life is going to change if he now looks at life with a set of eyeglasses without Talmud Torah versus looking at life with a set of eyeglasses that contains Talmud Torah. He brings from another place where Chazal considers somebody as being dead, and that's a Summa, somebody who's blind. A Summa is Chashiv Kemet, someone who can't see. He's also in the eyes of Chazal viewed as if they are already not living because they're in the dark. They can't see. So their perception of life is in their own way, their own limited life. They can't see to be part of everything else. They're Choshev Kemeis. The difference, says the Slonim Rebbe, between a Talmud Chacham and an Am Haaretz is the difference between somebody who's blind and somebody who can see. In the same way as somebody who's blind can't see the world around them. They're in the dark. And someone who has sight, who's been blessed with the ability to see, sees the world around them. A Talmud Chacham and the Am Haaretz have the same distinction. The Am Haaretz sees the world. They're not blind. But what they see is their perception. It's a very mundane, physical perception of the world without spirituality. When they put values on things in the world, their values are totally mistaken because they're seeing the world with their perception of a world without Torah. And the distinction between the Am Haaretz, who has no Torah, and the Talmud Chacham, who puts on a set of eyeglasses, who has a totally different value system, is the same difference between someone who can't see at all and somebody who has less with sight. That's what it means, says the Son of the Rebbe, to be able to have Torah. It's a vision, it's a perception, a perspective, a way that we interpret the world around us. This, he writes, is the meaning of the Gemara says, Barasi Yetahara, I created a Yetahara, the Barasi Torah Tavan, I created an antidote for that, the Torah. The job of the Yetahara, says the Son of the Rebbe, is to totally misstrew our set of values. You look at a piece of chocolate cake, so you can see it for what it is, or you can see it for what you want it to be. So if you see that cake and you eat it because the Yetzer Hara convinces you, whatever you see it as it is. If you see it as reality, the cinnamon bun, you'd see it as a heart attack lying in wait, you'd see it as 4 hours in the gym, you'd see it as unhealthy, and you wouldn't want it. I don't see it as that. I don't see it as a pile of calories that's going to make me sick. I see it as something good. That's the Yetzer Hara's job. He does it with chocolate cake, he does it with things far worse than chocolate cake. That's his job, is to make us see things in the world, and we put the wrong value on it, because we want it, and when we want it, so we'll view it in a certain way. And the antidote to that is the Torah. The Torah, if you look at the thing, I no longer see it from the perspective of my desire, I see it from its real, true value of eternity. What does this add to eternity? What does this add to my life as a Jew? What does this add to my Yiras Shemayim? What does this add to my ability to come close to the Ribbono Shel Olam? If I look at life with those set of eyeglasses, I'll see the basketball game in a very different set of perspective than if I don't have that perspective. My whole value system changes. That, says the Slonimer, is the Or HaTorah. That's the light of Torah that illuminates. It illuminates like daybreak, illuminates the darkness of the night. And now I can see what's in front of me. The light of Torah illuminates the world in front of me, and I now have a perspective in which I can see the things in front of me and have the correct spiritual perspective and value system on what it is that I am looking at. And that, he writes, and we'll leave it off for tonight, and that's what tomorrow is, what he writes is the meaning of learning Torah Lishma, of learning Torah for the objective of being able to put on a set of eyeglasses to view the world in the correct way, with the correct perspective and the correct value system that the Torah wants us to have of the world that Hashem created.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the Donate link. Thank you very much.